I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones with our listener top stories from the past week. At number 10, a Harlan motorcyclist was killed in a two-vehicle accident last Thursday. That accident occurred when the motorcyclist was traveling along Highway 44 and the driver of another vehicle did not see him and collided with the vehicle. At number 9, an Audubon man accused of stealing more than $500 from the Carroll Walmart makes an initial appearance in court. He actually appeared via FaceTime and was released on his own recognizance after seeing the magistrate. He's scheduled to make a preliminary hearing later this month. At number 8, a little history going to be coming to Carroll during the sesquicentennial celebration later this month. A 150-year-old big boy train going to be making its way through the tracks here in Carroll. They'll be making stops again during Carroll's sesquicentennial. At number 7, Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller ends a pyramid scheme in Iowa. More than $51,000 was scammed out of Iowans, generally elderly, through a gold scheme, but that has been ended following the settlement agreement. At number 6, a Lauderdale man has pled not guilty to third-degree theft charges in Carroll County District Court. The man's accused of stealing a product scanner from a convenience store here in town. At number 5, a trailer hit two cars after coming unhitched from a vehicle on Monday. No injuries were reported in that incident, but there was some damage to those cars. At number 4, a Cedar Rapids woman was arrested for second-degree theft in Carroll last Saturday. The woman is accused of writing a check valued for more than $3,000 from an account she did not have access to at the Carroll Baumgars. The fraud was caught, and she was arrested and taken to the Carroll County Jail in that particular incident. At number 3, a Jefferson man has been accused of stalking a juvenile, and he was taken into custody last Friday. The man had repeatedly been warned by law enforcement to cease contact with the juvenile, but continued to stay in touch with her and was arrested as a result. At number 2, an investigation remains ongoing following a correction to an official report from law enforcement, and authorities are now awaiting drug test results from a serious accident from last week. After receiving a complaint from the family members of those involved in the accident, originally the report said the vehicle was traveling northbound, southbound. Instead, has been changed to reflect the actual situations in that accident, traveling eastbound, westbound, when that accident occurred. However, the report did note that authorities are awaiting the results of drug tests before concluding that investigation. And finally, our top story from last week, a Lake City man who was found with a large amount of methamphetamine makes an initial appearance in Carroll County District Court. The man was stopped traveling on a motorcycle and was found with 36 grams of methamphetamine and 6 grams of marijuana. He currently faces a controlled substances violation, a Class B felony. And that wraps up your week in review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. For details on these stories and many, many more, be sure to check us out online by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and on the web at carrollbroadcasting.com.